order. It is 10:01 a.m. This is the February 24th, 2022 meeting of the Value Adjustment Board for Hernando County. So you stand for the invocation. Heavenly Father, as always, we thank you for the opportunity to participate in our local government. Give the opportunity for those who want opportunity to petition to be here as well, Lord. We just ask that we work together as a team, that we move forward for what's best for Hernando County, Lord, and that you be with each one of us as we travel home afterwards. I ask this in your name. Amen. Mr. Bicek, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We can go ahead and move forward with introductions, starting to my far right.
My name is Jimmy Lodato, school board member.
Tom Bicacker, citizen.
Steve Champion, Hernando County Commissioner.
John Alaco, Hernando County Commission.
And Holly Cosby, Value Adjustment Board Counsel.
Very good. The ladies behind here with the clerk of the court's office. We're on to item B on our agenda, review affidavit of publication and verification of quorum. Counsel.
I will advise for the record that I have reviewed the affidavit of publication that was published for this meeting, and I find it sufficient to proceed. And as far as quorum required, we do have quorum today.
Thank you very much. Moving on to item C, which is approval of the agenda for this meeting. I'll require a motion and a second on that.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Champion, a second from Mr. Bicacker. All in favor of this motion,
aye.
Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So that passes unanimously. Item D is approval of the previous minutes of July 22nd, 2021. Again, this will require a motion.
So moved.
And if there are no changes, modifications are necessary to the previous minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? So it passes unanimously. We are up to item E, list of withdrawn and settled petitions.
I'll just advise for the board that there is a list and that is in your packet, and that is just simply a list of withdrawn and settled petitions that did not go to hearing during the Value Adjustment Board session this year.
Thank you. Item F is notification of good cause petitions denied. Again, informational.
Yes, sir. And there were a few that were filed that did not get approved for good cause. There was no good cause for the late filed petition, so those were denied. And in that packet is also my review notes, so that the board can see what it is that I reviewed and what I found.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anything that needs to be repeated? We're moving microphones. We're good? Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. So we are on to item G, municipal assessment rolls. Again, informational.
Yes, and that is simply that during the VAP process, if there are petitions that are filed for properties that fall within a municipality, Value Adjustment Board is required to notify the CEO or same like position of each municipality of those petitions and hearings in the event that the municipality would like to be heard.
Okay, thank you very much. We are up to item H, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, ex parte communication with VAB Council, informational.
Yes, I would like to advise the board that there was a petitioner that attempted to reach out to my office. He's an attorney, so as an attorney, out of courtesy, I always return calls to attorneys. And you have a packet in your agenda. You have an exhibit in your agenda that has the email string between the attorney's office and my office as far as him trying to get a hold of me. When I asked what he was calling about, the assistant replied, I have no idea why he's calling. And so when I did reach the attorney, I learned that he was a petitioner here in Hernando County. He is petitioner and property owner for petition number 21-003. And what happened was he was dissatisfied with the outcome of his petition. And initially, he was looking to discuss it. And when I told him that I had a conflict of interest, then he asked me if I could refer him to somebody that could file a matter in circuit court because he was dissatisfied. And I told him that I did not know of anybody. But again, that would probably be a conflict of interest for me to even refer somebody like that. It wasn't an unpleasant conversation. It was a pleasant conversation, professional. He understood my position. The phone call ended quickly, but I do need to resolve any ex parte communication with my office. I will further advise that 2 days prior to this meeting, same petitioner, and I just want to make sure that I apprise the board of this, same petitioner hired an attorney to request a rescheduled hearing. And it couldn't be a rescheduled hearing because his hearing had already occurred and he had an opportunity to exchange evidence. He had an opportunity to be heard. His due process had not been abrupted in any way. They simply wanted what we colloquially call a second bite of the apple. Mm-hmm. We don't really do that here in Hernando County. I never recommend that.
Right.
And so I did a review on that good cause request. And that is provided to all of you as well, and it's up here as well for extra copies if you need it. But that review is provided to all of you. I denied that request, and I specifically advised that it wasn't a true reschedule that they were looking for. It was a second bite of the apple or a reconsideration
right.
of the recommendation, and I denied the request for reschedule.
Okay. Very good. Any questions, gentlemen? No? Okay, we are then up to item I, which is public comment. If there is anyone from the public who would like to come to the podium and comment, please give us your name. And hold on one second. We're going to bring a microphone that's actually
not only that, but I have a little speech that I have to read beforehand.
Before you speak, sir, did you say you had something
else? Yes, sir, I have something I need to read into the record.
Okay, hang on one second, sir.
Go ahead. Okay. Value Adjustment Board policy provides the opportunity at this point in the meeting to address the board concerning any matter on this agenda or concerning the Hernando County Value Adjustment Board process. The board will not consider subject matter of any public comment which is provided with the intention of appealing any portion of any special magistrate recommendation or Value Adjustment Board final decision as pursuant to Florida Statute Section 194.036. The appropriate relief at this time would be through the circuit court. In Hernando County, the maximum time allotted per speaker is 3 minutes. There are guidelines for public comment portion of any and all Value Adjustment Board meetings available for review. I believe they're attached to a request for comment card. If there's any guidelines, please be sure to review those guidelines prior to approaching the board for comment. Thank you.
And before you speak, sir, does the board have any questions about what was just stated by our counsel?
I don't have any questions on what she said, but I want to hear what he has to say and like to have a response.
Okay. Is it okay if I start a timer?
As soon as he starts speaking, yes.
You got it.
Sir, go ahead, give us your name, and then you can begin.
All right. My name is Bradley Singer. I'm a 4-year-in-a-row petitioner here at the Hernando County. This year's my petition number is 21-168. And I have kind of a problem with all the errors in it that he made. I think you should probably ask for a refund from all the problems. I'm not sure if y'all got my emails or not, but I have all the information inside of there, and I don't really know where to go from there, but it's...
What are some of the errors? What are you talking about?
Misreading the evidence, putting wrong information in, not following the statutes the way they're supposed to be followed, just items like that.
Okay. Before we go back and forth, I just want to make sure that you've stated everything you want to state before there's any further comments from the board.
I mean, I'm not very good at communicating verbally, so.
Okay, well,
I just sent my information to y'all. I'm just hoping you can email me back so we can get this resolved.
Okay.
Instead of going on for years and years and years. That's
okay.
All.
So, you did mention that this year is the fourth time that you've
yes.
gone before the special master on
three different magistrates so far.
Three different magistrates, and I believe you were denied 3 out of 4 times.
Yes.
All right. What I would say is that these magistrates are trained. They've gone through the training that's required for this. I find it, although I understand your concerns, I find it difficult to believe that three separate special masters were incorrect. There, as we were told before, there is another path, which would be going through the circuit court on this. And if you feel three separate special hearings were inaccurate, you probably are going to have to take this to the court system because the processes that are there, you're not satisfied with so far. We are obviously able to hear you and
yep.
concerns. What I think you would probably hear more times than not is that most properties in Hernando County, if anything, are very conservatively appraised. I'll leave it at that, versus what market value is.
You would think so.
and so I'll open it to the board if they have any other comments that they would like to make.
Your name again, sir?
Bradley, sir.
Okay, I'm looking at your email now, so
okay.
Some of the attachments. So.
Thank you.
Before we go further,
yes.
I have a question. Was the board emailed separately by the petitioner?
I'm looking at it for the first time.
Oh, are you looking at the packet in the agenda? Okay, because I wanted to make sure if the board had received any ex parte communication, I want to make sure the property appraiser also has an opportunity to see that.
Well, it was emailed to us too. I'm looking at an email that came in today, or yes, Tuesday. I'm sorry, Tuesday at 8:36. First time I'm seeing it right now when he's in front of me.
Okay.
I emailed the board. I mean the clerk first, and then I emailed them.
Like I said, I did not see it until just now.
Sure.
It's in front of us.
Sure. Just for a matter of law, and with all due respect, the board has a responsibility to not consider ex parte, what they call ex parte communication. What ex parte means is that certain parties are notified, but then other parties are not notified. And so in a matter like this, it would be the same as if the property appraiser emailed the board. And then you don't get that information, and you're in the dark, and then they're having what looks like side conversations. It's inappropriate in the process. So from moving forward, if you are going to continue to partake in this process, I would just respectfully request that any communication be forwarded to the clerk of court and to the Value Adjustment Board administration, and then administration always disseminates to me, and then I look at it, and then we will get it to the property appraiser if it's something that they need to see. But just to advise you of the process.
All right. Okay. I mean, I really don't think this needs to go to court. I mean,
okay.
That's just way out of proportion for what the amount it is. I mean, it's just too much.
Unfortunately, that is the next level of your recourse.
Yep.
Is if you don't feel that it's accurate.
Yep. I'm just going to keep coming back every year, but I'm not
and
going to court.
And you are definitely welcome to do
that's
that.
It.
I just again, I would look at it a little differently if the same gentleman or woman heard your case each time. But the fact that it's been three different ones, I think at the very least, again, I can't give you professional opinions, but if you feel that some of the information that is coming from the property appraiser's office on your parcel is incorrect, you've got to start there.
I'd like to invite you to take a copy of this memo. It's something that I drafted. It gives somewhat of an overview of some of the process. I think it'd be important for you to look over that. And it's public knowledge and public record, so you're entitled to it.
Okay.
Absolutely. The board did have some questions for you.
Is this thing on? Yeah.
Okay.
Is this mic on? Okay, good. I'd just like to ask you a question. I happened to look into it. I did get your email. But after I got the email, I got very curious, so I started looking at the back records to find out what was going on. And from what they're assessing and what you're looking at, I believe that you do have a reason to go forward if you'd like to do that and appeal it, because I think that there are some justifications. And so if you feel that that's the proper avenue to go and that's the only recourse, I strongly suggest that you move in that direction,
right.
Just as one person to another. I mean,
thank
I've
you.
Seen it where you've come up. I didn't realize you've come up three times in a row. But in digging into the facts and figures of what your property looks like and what you're being assessed at and what you feel is not proper, I went through that several years ago on my farm, and we proved that it was the proper, it was improper, and they readjusted it. So there is a recourse for you. I strongly suggest you take it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I would also like to make sure that I add for the record, because I need to make sure that I'm careful and advise my client appropriately. Unfortunately, Mr. Lodato, the Value Adjustment Board and any special magistrate as well are not permitted to do their own independent research on situations.
Okay.
So while I respect what you did and your curiosity in the situation,
yes,
unfortunately, none of that is actually supposed to be performed,
okay,
or considered. The time for considering information is during a hearing, or if at some point the board would permit a second bite at the apple, which I will reiterate I don't ever recommend, then the evidence that the board or the special magistrate must consider is the evidence that each party provides at the time of their respective hearing. And so it's not our job to do independent research. It's their job, they are the parties, petitioner and property appraiser, to do a good job of providing evidence. So again, I respect what you're saying, and I know that you have a personal experience with that.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it can't go past your curiosity.
Well, thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It is a soft spot with
me. Oh, absolutely. I understand.
Thank you.
Counsel, can I ask you a question?
You absolutely may.
All right. So as a citizen, I'd like to give him some advice, but should I not do that?
Not on the record, sir.
Okay, not on record. Okay. If you want to reach out to me personally, nothing to do with this board. I didn't do any research on this.
Yes, sir.
After this is all done and settled, I can tell you what, you know, I would do, you know, to research it. But I did not look at your case. I didn't look at your assessed value. I could assume, like the chairman said, that, and I know this for a fact, that our property appraiser's office is pretty conservative. And it's very rare that we have cases that are overvalued. I'm not saying it didn't happen in your case, but
I'm sure.
You know, there's things you could do to protect yourself, but we can't advise you on that.
Right.
You know, so.
Sure. And the true nature of the beast, and this is true throughout Florida, because I'm not from here. I live in Lee County, so Fort Myers. Property in Florida is going up everywhere. It's increasing everywhere. And this is a coastal county, I believe. And so every coastal county is seeing it. It is what it is. Florida is a beautiful place to live, and our values are rising.
Yeah.
And if the property appraiser throughout all of that is remaining conservative, I consider that a win.
There's also a catch to that comment too, but I won't comment on it.
Okay. Okay. But thank you for bringing it to our attention and speaking with us today.
Okay.
Mr. Singer, I would also like to convey my respect for you wanting to come in and speak. It's very difficult to speak from down there. I can remember when I was not a commissioner and went up to the podium to speak to people sitting up on an elevated platform. Is very it can be a little bit intimidating at times, and it's awkward at the very least.
How long have we been on this board, you and I?
5.5 years.
All right, so 5.5 years, you're the first person that I remember speaking. So I don't remember anybody.
We had somebody one or 2 years ago.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
But you're blessed with.
I mean, somebody with a legit concern,
sure,
at least in his mind, is a legit concern. I mean, you have a right to come here and speak, so I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, so is there anyone else from the public that would like to get up and speak? Seeing not, we will close public comment, come back to item J, which is approval of special magistrate recommendations. Before we do that, does anybody have any questions? Counsel, do you have anything you need to say about this item?
I will advise that I reviewed every single one of these and find them all compliant with law and sufficient.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion from Commissioner Champion to approve. We have a second from Mr. Bisacker. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? So that passes unanimously. We're on to item L, certifications of Value Adjustment Board.
No,
okay, I'm sorry, K, ratification of special magistrate invoice payments. Counsel?
I will also advise
that. We don't want
that,
to pay the bills.
You know, well, I would also advise that.
Especially the attorney. I'm joking.
Well, that's not minor or minor pay. You guys do a great job of paying me on time. The magistrate bills and magistrate invoices have been reviewed by administration. And then if there's any inconsistencies or if there's any overage in time that needed to be requested, that has been requested. They've been reviewed by myself as well. They're all good to go.
Okay, so we'd be looking for a motion again in a second.
So moved.
Mr. Bisacker, motion. Who's the second?
Second.
Commissioner Champion. Actually, you know what? We'll go with Mr. Lodato.
There you go.
Second. Put his name on the next, on the minutes for next year. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Short passes unanimously. Okay, I think now we're on to L. Certification of Value Adjustment Board /Forms DR-488. Council?
There are two of them in your packet. One is for tangible and one is for real property. This just shows the change in value or the shift in value pursuant to any board actions. Those figures are provided by the property appraiser. They do a great job of helping us out with that. And they're sufficient. We're in compliance.
Do you mind just
I do not.
Just for the thank you. For the pleasure of the board and for anybody who may be really bored and want to listen to one of these, can you tell us what the increase in value is?
Will it be a decrease?
A decrease in value, I'm sorry.
Okay. So we will be looking first at the real property. For the real property form, and so the net change of taxable value due to any of actions of the board is $2,659,696.
Okay.
Total.
And that was for personal property, correct?
This is all real property, so that could be commercial,
right.
Real. That could
I
be
meant
residential.
Property, not tangible.
Yes, sir. That could be vacant. That could be condos. That could be anything.
Okay.
And then if we move two pages down to the tangible form, the total net change decrease in taxable value due to any actions of the VAB, $228,999 total.
Very good. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We get some feedback from somewhere. Okay. We are then looking for a motion. To
motion approved.
So Commissioner Champion, Mr. Bysacker is the second. Any further discussion? Anything from you, Mr. Lohau? You good? Good? Okay.
Aye.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, show passes unanimously. Item M.
Okay.
Approval of tax, notice of tax impact of VAB for 2021.
Yes, sir. Now this is an overall overview or synopsis of the reductions in value and taxes for the year due to VAB action. So we are looking at the number of petitions filed, which if I'm gonna defer to VAB admin for just a second. How many total petitions did we have this year? I'm sorry, you actually have it here. We have a total of 171 petitions that were filed this year. Two were late filed and they were denied, or two were late filed and they were approved. Which was that? Denied? Okay. Two were denied. Yes, ma'am. Then we had 66 withdrawn, one settled, 102 were heard, and out of those 102, 23 were granted. And then the overall shift in taxes due to board action, the reduction is $48,044.38.
Okay.
And this will be published in the paper.
Any further discussion by the board? If not, I'd be looking for a motion in a second.
So moved.
Okay. You see the Mr. Bysacker and Mr. Lodato. Okay. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Show that passes again unanimously. We are up to ratification of attorney renewal return for 2022 tax season.
Sir, I'd love to come back if you'll have me.
Is that your final comment?
My final comment is I will ask for no raise in my hourly rate, and that the only thing that will increase is the mileage per the IRS. It's 58.5 cents per mile now. Okay. Otherwise, I would be happy to come back at the
gas
same
is
rate.
Going up. Yes. Significantly after
oh
today.
You're not kidding.
It's coming. You might need 75 cents.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
And if you don't have a second vehicle, you might not be able to get the computer chips you need either.
Yeah.
For
I
gosh,
can tell you firsthand that I am definitely a victim of that.
Oh, I know. I just had somebody tell me that they just got their vehicle back after a car accident 9 months ago.
I had 4 months when my car was stuck in Georgia, and they couldn't get the parts for it. And it took 4 months to fix it, and they shipped it back to me. And it was under warranty, a brand new car.
Did they extend your warranty by that much time?
I know. And they gave me a Caravan. <That's right. laughs>
At least you got a loaner vehicle. I bought a brand new vehicle with a brand new.
I just wish I had a picture
system.
Of him driving that around.
Oh, it was fun. I was just happy to have something to get home. I wanted to get home. That's all.
Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, so we are.
Need a motion on that?
We do a motion on that, yes.
Motion to approve them.
We have a motion and we got a second. I would say that it has been a pleasure. I think it's, is this the, will be this third year or fourth?
I've been here since 2017.
17, so that's.
God, it seems like
almost as long as you all have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, yeah, we had 1 year that you weren't here. Yeah. And it's been very easy working relationship, so I'm certainly in favor. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There you go. We'll see you again next year.
This process is very simple for, I mean, I don't want to jinx it. Because who knows, when the value is going up the way out there, it might be very difficult next year, who knows, but.
No, that's them, and then I assist them with making this go smoothly, that's all.
Okay.
So we are up to item O, additional discussion items from VAB, VAB Legal Counsel, or VAB Administration. Do you have anything specific, or are we just going to go by letter, by number
you,
by number?
You can go number by number.
Well, number one. Legislative updates.
I have nothing to advise as far as how this board operates. There are some things in the works as far as what the special magistrates need to consider, but they're all pending. So I there's nothing momentous. It's a lot of like exemptions considered for veterans, spouses of veterans, and or spouses of deceased veterans. It's all things that are just continuing to help our homeowners. There's some.
I guess it depends on which homeowner you're talking about. So I would remind that I have not heard any updates on this, but there was legislation out there to add another $50,000 homestead exemption.
Okay. I have not seen that pass yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was for teachers, firefighters, and police officers.
Oh, okay. So frontline workers.
Yep.
Essentially. Okay.
Well,
and you know, we all support
frontline workers. I'd say the people who've been working at gas stations are pretty frontline during this pandemic.
It's true.
Well, I was going to say that, I mean, I'm all for, you know, supporting those people, but somebody's got to pay tax, and there's so many exemptions. It's getting ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing that is mistaken about homestead exemptions is that just comes off the school board, and the school board needs the money. I'm sorry, that comes off everything but the school board. The school board still gets their money.
Yep.
Well, I'm aware. One of my properties that I bought, I don't know, it doubled in taxes.
But it does come off of like your fire and your police and your infrastructure and unfortunately other things. But it's still nominal. It's like $7 or $8 per person, which adds up. But you know, it's maybe it helps. You know, maybe it helps those that need help. But their school board still gets their money.
And they should be.
They should. But that's all I have. I don't have anything momentous at this time.
All right. Tentative dates, if we don't have any other discussion on that. Tentative dates for 2022.
I'm available for the both of those. I actually already have them on my calendar, but I want to make sure the board is available because you're just as important as I am here.
I know of nothing that's on my calendar at this point. Good? Okay. All right.
Wonderful.
Looks good.
Item three.
Okay. This would be mine. As you all know, in the beginning of the year, every organizational meeting, I provide you with a supplemental compliance checklist just to make sure that we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. Oftentimes during the organizational meeting, there are a few items that cannot be completed because they're just not available yet. And those three items that continue to revolve are that I have not taken or passed the training, taken the training or passed the exam that is provided by the Department of Revenue each year or the special magistrates. And when we meet in July, typically that training is just not available. So I will advise for the record that at the organizational meeting, Commissioner Alaco challenged me to provide him with the exam results when I did take the training and provide the and finish the exam, and I will proudly report that I received 97%. So out of 100 questions, I missed three, and I will tell you that it's because those are
one of them was your name, wasn't it?
They were poorly worded questions.
Was it open?
So it wasn't that I didn't know; it was that they were tricky questions. But I did take the training and pass the exam as quickly as possible, as have all our special magistrates have taken the training. And the only other item that could not be completed at that time was the notices to the chief executive officers of each municipality, which we provided to you in item G today. That was also completed. So we have completed everything required for compliance. We're in full compliance and were several months ago. But I do bring this back to you all to let you know that I've completed the checklist.
And really, I just wanted to show how good a position we are in as a board, having you as our counsel. So I think you just proved that you know what you're doing.
I try.
Very good. There is also nothing informational as far as your contact information. You should have all received this form please make sure that that's accurate. If it's not, reach out to our VAB administration to have that addressed. Mine is accurate.
Mine's accurate.
Good?
Good.
Okay.
Mine's good.
I don't believe we have anything else. Council, do we have anything?
I have nothing further.
Board, anything further?
Nope.
That being said, this meeting is adjourned. It is 10:31 a.m.
Exactly 30 minutes on the dot.